Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
Driving back from Wagga to Narendra on Easter Monday, Claire, I spotted a sign and it said Narendra, home to Australia's largest playable guitar. And I thought, wow. Wow. How do you play it? Well, why would you play it?
Why? Because why not?
Exactly right. And ever since then, I've been slightly obsessed with it. And we are determined to learn a song to play on Australia's largest playable guitar in Narendra. And you can play a little bit of Smoke on the Water.
Yeah, I can play that. That's about it.
That's pretty much it. But I think we need a teacher.
Yeah.
So I put it out there for a guitar teacher to call us on 13, 12, 16. And we are lucky enough to get probably one of Rimmer's greatest guitar players call through. His name is Ben Sicardo and he joins us right now. Good morning, morning. Ben.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We're excited. Been nervous.
Nervous and excited, Ben. Now, how long have you been playing guitar for?
I don't know the years, but I started when I was 9.
Right, okay. Wow. How old are you now?
I'm 23.
Right, okay. So that's, let's just say, over 10 years. Quick maths isn't my strong suit. Now, Ben, have you played Australia's largest playable guitar in Narendra? Have you ever had a strum down there?
No, I didn't even know there was one.
Okay.
Look what we're doing. We're breaking down bridges.
Now, Ben, this guitar is really quite large in the sense that one of us is gonna have to strum and the other one's going to have to hold down the...
Chords. Yes.
What's going to be the easiest for us to play, do you think?
I would say a timeless classic by the rock band Deep Purple. They've got a song called Smoke on the Water.
Yep.
It's quite famous.
Well, Claire can actually play the start of that.
I can play the start of that one. Very, very basically, but I can.
Rightio. How long do you think it'll take us to learn that song, Ben?
I don't know. I reckon a couple of hours, maybe.
A couple of hours.
Okay.
Jeez, we're giving ourselves a week. That's even better. All right, Ben, so we can sign you up as our official guitar teacher to help us out to learn Smoke on the Water to play on Australia's largest playable guitar in Narendra.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yes!
Awesome. Thank you,
All
Ben.
All right, we'll get you an official T-shirt made up even, part of the band. Hey, Ben Sicardo, thank you so much, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Excellent, Benny. That is great work. So, Claire. Mm. We've got you and I, the artist. We've got the largest playable guitar in Narendra. We've got the song Smoke on the Water. We've got the teacher, Ben Sicardo.
Now we just need to get it and put it all together, match it up, and hopefully, fingers crossed, it works.
Well, I was just going to say we just need to get some skills.
That too.
A brand new Aussie flick is coming out. It's going to be shown Friday night at Griffith City Cinemas. It's called Rough Stuff, and the main man, one of the leading actors, joins us right now, Gareth Rickards. Good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Doing
good.
Well.
Good.
Let's start off by explain to us what this movie is all about and how it encompasses everything.
Look, in a nutshell, it's just a good old-fashioned gold hunting movie, basically. So it's a band of sort of outback guys called Rovers who have been contracted by some environmental activists to... go and film a mine site that's been built, but sewn into that plot is a bit of a hunt for some buried treasure. So obviously with the activists and the rovers, you've got a nice little split of identities and, you know, trouble ensues.
So whereabouts was this filmed in Australia as well?
Majority of it was just out past Lithgow, so all the national parks around there in the Blue Mountains.
Yeah, right.
And then for a lot of the big aerial shots, they went out past Cobar, where you've got it's spectacular. It's the longest straight stretch of dirt track in Australia, apparently. They had a nice little road trip out there and did a bit of shooting.
I was going to say, I was lucky enough to see the film yesterday, and the thing that I noticed was the absolute sweeping vistas, the film, and the score as well. The musical score is something else.
Oh, it's epic, yeah. It's, look, modern filmmaking, I guess. So you wouldn't have been able to do half of it without drones or
crane.
Synthesized orchestra. Let's get that crane 10,000 feet up.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
It's sort of a throwback to that old school 1980s Aussie, you know, big epic Aussie cinema style, I think. So, yeah, it's great.
Gareth, there's a fair bit of four-wheel driving in the film.
Mm.
I was watching it going, surely there's stunt people doing that driving. How much of the driving did you do and how much of it is stunt drivers?
Well, Dane, I mean, you've got actor by actor. We did a bit of driving, but predominantly stunties.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Are you a four-wheel drive man yourself?
Look, I did grow up in Armidale, so I've done a wee bit of four-wheel driving before. So okay. I was able to do some of it. If we go to my co-star Vince, who's a Italian from Sydney, he'd never touched a manual car before. And then if we go further to the big fluffy red hair of Sam, he didn't have his driver's license when he started filming. So,
jeez.
So yeah, there was a mix there.
Okay, yeah. Which is good to know, because some of those scenes, like there's chase scenes, there's scenes where four-wheel drives are going up what seems like impossible embankments.
Yeah.
And yeah. Was there a moment, were you in the cars with the stunties at the time or not? Did they put you in the car to go for a spin?
We did, yeah. We did a driver training day, which was, one of the scariest days of my life, I think. you wouldn't believe what they can manage to put a four-wheel drive through and go up and down, and at the speed as well. So,
filming, did you flip a car?
Yeah.
Yourself.
And have you heard a story, or am I?
Yes, I have heard a story. If you could just elongate
explain.
And explain that for us. P.S. haven't heard a story.
Well, as I mentioned, Vince hadn't touched a manual car before, so. This was about the third day of filming where we're driving back from set. So I finished filming for the day, and it had been a day where I was doing all the driving and Vince was in the passenger seat. So he was chomping at the bit, I think, to get behind the wheel. So he's like, look, do you mind if we drive home, and do you mind if I drive? I was like, yeah, sure, Vince, no worries. So look, day three, we're still getting to know each other. I was being very polite, but he was taking those sort of dirt corners at about 60, 70, 80 k's an hour. And we got to one point in the rise, and I was just like, no, I'm going to have to be that guy. Vince, you might just want to pull back a bit here, mate. He's like, oh, yeah, sure, no problems. And then went on to another topic of conversation, which distracted him, at which point we came around a corner. We had a sheer cliff on the right-hand side and a massive embankment on the left. So fortunately, he drove us into the embankment, and we flipped the Discovery onto its lid, and it just stayed together long enough for us to call out before it collapsed on itself. So,
And scene. That would have been one of the most...
And scene, that's right.
Well,
we've got it.
This is exactly right. This is going to be awesome. I cannot wait for this, because Friday night at Griffith City Cinemas, you're actually going to be here in Griffith, which is fantastic stuff, Gareth. Yourself and Jonathan Adams, who is the writer, director and editor of the film Rough Stuff. So have you been to Griffith before?
Mate, I haven't, but after that weather report you just gave, I can't wait.
It's beautiful here today. Absolutely beautiful.
Sun shining and 34 degrees on Friday. Don't you worry about that.
I can hear the enthusiasm in everyone.
Yeah, so...
No, I haven't, but look, I've heard it's a beautiful part of the world, so I can't wait.
Definitely.
It sure is. Gareth Rickards, who plays Buzz in Rough Stuff, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Mate.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Claire, you know that striking fear you get of missing out on something when tickets go on sale?
You know what? I don't really get too much of that. You get a lot of FOMO.
I do get FOMO.
I don't get it much.
But what if there's an event that you really want to go to and you know tickets say go on sale at 10 o'clock on a certain day? Do you get like 3 or 4 computers set up so you don't miss out? Have you ever done that before?
No.
You've never ever had done that for anything?
No. One of my friends is a big like person when it comes to concerts. Yep. So normally I just say to her, yeah, get me one.
Oh.
Man, then I'll pay you back.
What if Nickelback were touring?
Then my friend would get me tickets.
Oh, really?
Yes, because we'd be going together.
Well, I just want to let everyone know that there is only Wednesday, so tonight, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 more sleeps till Monday, and that is you're welcome. That is when tickets to Wicked go on sale.
Ooh.
Our community production of Wicked.
Can I put in a pre-order?
Don't know. I don't have any pull on the tickets, so I'm afraid. But there are 10 shows this year. But I do just want to let everyone know. Obviously, all the shows are going to be bloody fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. We've been working really hard. For example, I did 3 hours of lift practice last night.
3 hours?
3 hours.
How are your arms today?
Yeah, they're not too bad.
Got any more muscle?
Yeah, I've got plenty of muscle. Don't you worry about that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
When you wear your muscly costume.
No, I'm all natural. And then... I do my pump before I do the lift just to get, a bit of...
What's your pump?
Well, I just do 3 push-ups.
Just 3?
That's all I can manage. But we did a lot of lift practice last night, like spotting, you know, nailing the timing, all that type of thing, which was great. So everything's coming together really, really well. And I don't want that thing to happen to you where you're going to miss out on tickets. So 10 o'clock Monday morning, tickets go on sale.
Okay. Where do we buy them? Online?
It's going to be online at Griffith Regional Theatre, or you can go to the box office or call them.
Okay, cool.
But you're going to have to get past me first because I'm really worried because my family's coming to see the show, right?
Yeah.
And you know how I've screwed up my dates and I'm actually going to miss the last three shows of Wicked.
Yeah.
So I've got to make sure I get them tickets because they're coming all the way from Brisbane, so I don't want to miss out.
Yeah,
so I'm
last
be the
thing
first
you want
person.
Is, sorry guys, I got to go out each night, but you can't come because I forgot to get you tickets.
Exactly right.
Or I waited too long.
Exactly right, exactly
now,
right.
The last time we had a community production,
Beauty
I wasn't
and the Beast
here,
2 years ago,
yeah,
yes.
But how fast do those tickets sell out?
Well, the first show we had a couple of seats left, not hundreds, but there was like
but
maybe
that was
20
the,
or something.
Was that the first community production as well?
For a while, yeah. So that was the opening night. And then after opening night, we sold out almost instantly. After the first show.
So everyone was kind of like, oh, I don't know. Had the first show and they're like, oh my gosh.
Word of mouth just spread like wildfire. And I'm sure this will be the same, but there's extra shows. But as I mentioned, I'm only in the first seven. So if you want to see me, which I know everyone does. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just got a bit of vomit in my mouth.
Because I know everyone's beside themselves going, oh, I can't believe Dane's going to miss out on three shows, but that's okay. Any other show's going to be great if you get tickets to them. But if you want to see me, I'm in the first seven shows. And we've got a very special treat on Monday when tickets go on sale. We're actually going to have Dee Farnell. She plays the role of Elphaba, which is the Green Witch, one of the main witches. She's going to come in and sing for us.
That's awesome.
I've been seeing her practice in rehearsal and OMG. Oh, my God. It's going to be...
Oh, really?
Amazing. Cannot wait for it. That's coming. Something very special. For only Hit 99.7 listeners on Monday. Our man on the ground is live in Los Angeles. His name is Dean McCarthy. He joins us right now with
good
a
morning,
massive
Dino.
Exclusive.
Oh, good morning, guys. I love that we get to chat so often. And today, I bring you the babe of all babes, Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I caught up with him. Can I just say, he's even hotter in person. Oh. And let me tell you, actually, he's about my height. So he's like 5'8". He's really pale. He's really buff. And he is really, really cool. We got to catch up. His new movie, the Baywatch movie, comes out on May 11. Put it in the diaries. It's so much fun. It's really funny. It's really sexy. And I said to Zac Efron, I was like, you know what? You and Dwayne Johnson, I mean, that's some good buddies. Did you work out on set? Like, what's the deal?
We did work out on set constantly. It's like every day was kind of like the gym for us.
And what's this red rope I keep hearing you would bring to set?
It's just a rogue band. I bring them everywhere. They're always in my backpack. I think actually I probably have them here, but you just use them to, as Arnold would say, like pump up. Before takes, you just like pump up and get all the blood in the right areas. Yeah, and get shredded.
Love it. Perfect.
Because it's easier than doing push-ups in the sand. Then you're like, ugh.
You sound so down to earth, Dino. You didn't challenge him to a push-up contest or anything.
I wanted to challenge him to a few things, but he's enormous bodyguard. Wouldn't let anything go down, I'm sure. And you know what? He's so down to earth. He's so cool. The thing with this movie, though, it's so funny. Like, I did not expect it to be as funny as it is. There's some huge cameos, of course. I won't spoil it, but it is epic. May 11th. Put it in the diary. Baywatch movie. You are going to love it. Trust me.
Cannot wait.
Surely the Hoff. Hoff has to make an appearance somewhere.
No comment. I won't comment, but I will say, I mean, that would be pretty predictable, wouldn't it?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, you like to put it down. Now, Dino, we'll catch up with you again on Friday.
Love it. Bye, guys.
Dane.
Yeah.
Every Saturday, I say to myself, I'm going to go buy a lotto ticket. Every Saturday, I'm like, I can't be bothered to waste $15 because, you know, chances are I'm not going to be a winner.
Yeah.
Well, for someone in Griffith, those odds are actually a lot higher because they have become a winner.
Exactly right. Griffin Plaza News Agency.
2 days ago, a Griffith resident or a visitor purchased it. Well, maybe more than 2 days ago. They purchased a lotto ticket for the Saturday one.
Yep.
And they have won.
They have. They've won a share of it. 15 people shared in the Division One prize pool of, Claire, get this, $4,076,633.55. That's how much they shared in. So each of the 15 winners will receive $271,775.57.
Problem is,
they don't know it.
They don't know they're a winner yet.
Well, either they don't know they're a winner or they've lost their ticket because they don't have a players club card, which means New South Wales Lotteries don't have their details on file.
Which means that they don't buy these very often. So it could have even been a birthday present.
Oh, Matt. Oh, can
you,
okay.
Yeah, can you imagine if you've put that in a card somewhere for someone?
Conundrum
and you
Central.
Haven't given it to them yet.
If you've bought that ticket for someone, put in a birthday card and gave it to them, do you get a cut of that or not?
What if you haven't given them the birthday card yet?
Well, that's a good point as
well.
Do
you just take it out and get it for yourself and then go buy them another lottery ticket?
Yeah, exactly. I would. It's still yours. You haven't given it to them yet.
Yeah, and you pay for it.
It's like giving someone scratches. I'm very nervous about that type of thing. Because of that thing, what if they scratch $25,000? That's your money. You spent it. You've given it to them as a gift because you're lazy not to buy a present. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And next minute, they've got $250,000. Would you give me half if I did that for you for
no.
your birthday? Are you kidding?
No.
Would you give me anything?
You gifted it to me.
So you wouldn't give me nothing out of that?
I'd give you $100. Oh. But the point is that this lucky person has won $250,000.
Yeah.
If you bought a lotto ticket at Griffin Plaza News Agency, I guess over the last week.
Yeah, because the draw was last Saturday.
Yeah. You need to have a look at that ticket and take it back into a news agency somewhere.
Or if you're feeling generous, just drop it off at 52 John Darien Avenue and we'll look after it for you.
Yeah, we'll look after it. No problem.
You'll never see us again. It's 19 minutes past six. Get up with Claire and Dane on Hit.